All right, team, we are super excited. We have the one and only Mr. Jeff Bell on our call tonight. He is our Chief Executive Officer, but for all the new people on the line, and I welcome all of you, I appreciate you being on tonight, I want you to know a little history about Mr. Jeff Bell. When he was with Microsoft, he was in charge of Xbox, and he launched Halo 3 and Rock Band, became pretty famous for that. And when he was with Chrysler, he launched the Chrysler 300 and the Jeep Wrangler 4-door. I mean, he has an amazing background in success and launching different products and services into the marketplace in a big way. And so we are honored to have him not only on our call, but just with Legal Shield. He came with Legal Shield in 2014, and I will tell you this, for those of you who have been around Legal Shield for a while, and for those of you who knew Mr. Stonecipher, our founder, the late, great Mr. Stonecipher, I have to tell you, and this has been said many times by many leaders in the company, that this gentleman, Mr. Jeff Bell, he truly has the insight, the vision, and the passion that seems to come straight from our founder. And then on top of that, he has all the new technology and all of the incredible business savvy to add to that. So we're blessed to have him on our call tonight. He's got a lot of great things to share with all of you. So, Jeff Bell, thank you so much for being on our call. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you so very much, Ms. Coyne. It's just such an honor to be on the team call tonight. And hello, Legal Shield family. I'm speaking to you from Mr. Stonecipher's office here in Ada, Oklahoma, and just such an exciting time for us. Again, what a tremendous first quarter we had this year, growing our membership production by 25% year over year. Just very few businesses in the entire North American continent that are growing as fast as Legal Shield. You know, I like to call us a 44-year-old startup. That's because we have the strength and the gravitas of a 44-year-old company, $500 million in revenue, but we've got the mindset and the attitude of a startup. Whether it's continuing to put more technology in place to serve our marketing and sales associates, or it's putting technology in place to continue to serve each and every member with Legal Shield and ID Shield. You know, I think you said there may be some new folks on the call, so let me just make sure that there are two points that come through loud and clear. Our number one objective is to protect every family in North America. I'm proud of the fact, forget about Chrysler and Xbox, I'm telling you right now, I'm proud of the fact that in my 22 months, together, all of us together, we've been able to grow from 1.4 million members to 1.525 million members, and we're just getting started. But that growth now has become accelerated. We're growing faster and faster each month as we continue to spread the good news of this membership. This is a product whose time has come. You see, everything that we've ever learned about legal services is wrong. We don't have to be intimidated by lawyers. We don't have to be intimidated by the fact that we think it's like getting in a taxi at $250 an hour. Okay? No. By bringing together our community of members, we change the rules of the game. We level the playing field. We give equal access to equal justice to every citizen in North America. But the second thing that we are looking to do is create more millionaires than any other direct selling company. And you and I say that, I want you to understand that we go by a simple motto. We are going to make a living while we're making a difference. We are going to do well for ourselves, our family, our community, but we're going to do it while we do good for others. That is the good news that Mr. Stonecipher, our founder, created 44 years ago, and now we continue to just embrace that as a crusade and as a movement. Because you know what? I know that on this call, we've got some wonderful people. Some have been championing this initiative for quite some time. But we also have some new folks coming on to the team with success. I know Justin Peterson, Nick Odom, both new silver EDs and did it in the last 60 days. I love the way that these young people have embraced the fact that right now we should be mad as hell and not going to take it anymore. Okay? I'm telling you that if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, we've got an answer, because this is a chance to feel like you're going to change this society for the better. And you know what? When you earn, You earn because you are serving others with this incredible membership. So when we want to create millionaires, we want the land to be filled with opportunity. We want everyone to feel like they can run and succeed in their own business. I'd be remiss if I also didn't talk about Jeremy Hucks and Mike Valor in the last 60 days also becoming new EDs. You know what? And, you know, we celebrated this. I had the great honor of being able to recognize this gentleman, John Hall, the team's newest $100,000 ring earner. You know what? Family, we've had 30 brand new ring earners since last July in Las Vegas at our convention. And you know what? We're just getting started. When I began, we had about 180 Millionaire Club members. We're now at 213. Again, the acceleration is picking up. 44 years young and just getting started. I also want to say a special shout out to two people that I can remember. I remember being in the Acoins kitchen and meeting for the first time John and Elizabeth Gardner. You know, they made such a huge difference in bringing forth identity theft as an issue that we at Legal Shield could uniquely address. And now we protect over 1 million people in North America thanks to their incredible leadership. And you know what? Servant leaders that they are, they have picked up the mantle from the Acoins and now will be our new network vice presidents in South Carolina. You know what? It is just so beautiful because those people I recognized a moment ago, those are members of the Gardner's team. You see, new blood is the lifeblood. New people bringing in new people. This is truly a crusade. Crusades only succeed because we know that we are doing right and because we share the good news with every single person that we meet. The opportunity, the membership, the empowerment to live free as a citizen under Legal Shield and ID Shield. I also just want to congratulate every single member on this call that is a member of the Performance Club. You see, the basis of this business is in making sure that you tell people about the membership and the opportunity. And by the way, you start with the people that you know the best and love the most. But you know what? There's no reason why you can't show a little love to every single person that you meet. You truly are being a servant and a caring person when you introduce the fact that there's a better way to live as a citizen in this great nation and also in Canada. You know, I say to you that is critical. Make the exposures. Make sure that you're showing them the mobile app. This is how hard it is, ladies and gentlemen. You touch the button on the mobile phone that everybody's got, the smartphone that everybody carries, and guess what? You can be speaking to your law firm. You notice I didn't say lawyer, your law firm. You got to see the power of this membership is if you need advice and counsel, you need to make sure that you're going to a law firm that can help you with real estate. Maybe it's on family law. Maybe it's consumer finance. Maybe it is a moving violation in your automobile. Maybe it's just a general question. It's kind of like having a doctor. You want to have a good doctor that you can trust. You need a good law firm in the same way. The thing is, the firm then can give you a referral. I know my doctor. I love my doctor. Wouldn't want him to do brain surgery if I needed. You know, I mean, you got to think about it in exactly the same way. In life, ladies and gentlemen, you need a law firm. You need a law firm. You got to share that. You got to show them the app, and then you got to show them the plan. You've got to make sure that they understand we reward people when they share the good news and protect families. That is a powerful, powerful compensation strategy for us to be able to allow people to build businesses from strength to strength, getting more people involved in entrepreneurship and free enterprise in this great nation. Performance Club, then, is that next step, because what it says is that you're either protecting 5 families every month or you're bringing more people onto your team every month, and you're getting to 5 critical points. And people on Performance Club, we know that there are milestones along the way, but man, when you hit that 1-year anniversary of being serious about the business, of maintaining a consistent commitment to the business, then we've got that wonderful bonus of $300 cash every single month you continue to qualify, or $500 towards your very own BMW. And I guess this team, wow, 45 qualify for their first month of Performance Club in March. That means that you took the first most critical step in the journey, now again in April. Maintain your commitment in May. Continue on, and by a year from now, you're going to have a set of keys in your hand if you want it. A set of keys to a brand new BMW or a used BMW. You get to decide what is right for you, $500 credit in that regard. That's very, very exciting. I'm so proud of you all because, again, the new activity is the key to our future activity. The new blood is the lifeblood. New people bringing in new people. Now, by the way, that doesn't mean that I don't love all of you that have been in this business for a long time. It's just now you know that we're living those words again. We may have, you know, we may have taken a breather for a couple of years, but those days are over. We all have to have the passion. We all have to let our belief drive our action and let those action lead to the results that do wondrous things for us personally, for us psychologically, emotionally, as well as financially. With that, I just want to say God bless each and every one of you. God bless Legal Shield, Canada, and the United States of America. Back over to you, Ms. Coyne.
Mr. Bell, thank you so much, and I appreciate you recognizing all the growth, the new Performance Club qualifiers, and the new ranks on the team, and I appreciate you recognizing all those who've been around for a long time, because that is the mainstay. I mean, we've got so many people who actually are so passionate about where we're going and what we're doing, and there's so many people who've been in the business for a long time who today are more excited today than they were when they started. And that gets me excited, and I think it gets everybody excited, too. And, Mr. Bell, we can't tell you how much we appreciate all that you are doing. I mean, everything from the app to all the things that are happening at home office. It's like when you came on board, this company returned around the curve, and we are moving up and to the right. And as all the numbers are showing, it is evident that everything that you're doing and putting in place is working. And I know that you've got a great team at the home office that supports that, but you're leading that team, and I just want you to know we recognize that and we really do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and God bless.
All righty. Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
All right. That was good. What was that, 20 minutes, 30 minutes?
Not even sure.
He put a lot in that call.
He sure did, yeah.
And I just want y'all to know he's right to come. He is on the move, and we're in the momentum right now, and I'm excited, and it's been a good call.
I tell you what, one of the things that he said, Frank, that really it rang a bell in my head, and, you know, we talk about momentum all the time.
Right.
But he used a phrase that I've probably heard it before, but it just really rang my bell tonight. He said, our growth is accelerating.
Okay.
That's momentum.
Yeah, and I think it was Corey. Corey said we create the momentum, right?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, when we do our sit downs, three way calls, mm-hmm. hand out stuff, go to lunches, go to meetings, you create your own momentum.
Yes,
and the main reason to build this whole business is self reliance. I mean, the number one goal most people should have is being self reliant. You know, not counting on any companies, counting on your own company to do that. You know, not going to work at some Wendy's or something like that, or Walmart. You know, own your own Legal Shield business, and so you become self-reliant.
I like that.
Not counting on the government or something.
All right, well, we have one more couple who, of course, we want to share the call with tonight, as usual. None other than John and Elizabeth Gardner. And for those of you who are brand new on the call tonight, this couple, they are the new network vice presidents now. Slipped up and said the old title. Network Vice President for South Carolina. They are $250,000 ring earners. They are Millionaire Club members many times over. They are incredible leaders. You heard Mr. Bell recognize them. Big influence on the company and so well respected. And on top of all of that, the most important thing is that they're dear friends, and we just appreciate them being on the call tonight and want to turn it over to them, John and Elizabeth Gardner.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa. I'm excited. I'm excited about, of course, this weekend in Charlotte. I'm excited about what Jeff Bell is talking about. I was, I said last Saturday at our Super Saturday in South Carolina that, this event coming up in July, the International Convention, I believe is probably the most significant event in the history of the company. Because of like, as Mr. Bell said, our accelerated growth that we are experiencing in the marketplace, and from all the areas that I have been in lately, it is obvious. It's tangible. You can feel it. Not only can you see it, you can feel it. You can feel the growth happening. And so I think it's critical that people be in Oklahoma. Obviously, for those people who are going through the bonuses and all, you have to be there. Go ahead and get pre-registered. But even if not, even if you're just going to watch other people get the bonuses, this is a significant moment in the history of our company. For those of us who have been listening to Jeff Bell over the last few months when he laid out his 2020 vision, he is going to take this company into tenfold growth. We are already started along that path. And if you think about what that looks like over the next 48 months, you will immediately recognize the importance of the event coming up in this July in Oklahoma. And so our Oklahoma event in OKC that we've been to a number of times, it's always a fun event with the way the hotels and the conference center and all is set up. It's always a lot of fun right there in Bricktown. And so everybody needs to be there. You need to do this. You know, I always go back to, there's a reason people come on board with this company. And whatever that reason was, you need to dig down deep and remember it. And then you need to create the plan that makes it possible for you to overcome whatever obstacles may be facing you to be in Oklahoma, because it is that important to the future of your company, to your own personal company. And I'm going to say this. I know that there are people all over the country on this call, but I'm going to say this. The event this Saturday in Charlotte is a stepping stone to that event. It is significant in the history of the Carolinas. Mr. Mommen has put together an unbelievable event. He sent me the agenda today. I know how special this event is going to be. You're going, well, I'm not in North Carolina, I'm not in South Carolina. I just want to let you know, I was sitting in Justin Peterson. Everybody goes, oh, well, Justin's special. Well, let me tell you why Justin's special. Because John Gardner and I were sitting in Justin Peterson's apartment last night at 11:30 at night. And while we were sitting there, he was on an UVU call. For those of y'all, and it's a video conference call. He was on the call. Nick Odom, another name that Mr. Bell mentioned, was on the call. Jeremy Hux, who's the other executive, was on the call. And a gentleman from Austin, Texas, was on that call. And they were explaining to him the membership and the opportunity that we have in front of us. And about 11:40 last night, Nick Odom spoke up and he said, by the way, you need to be in Charlotte this weekend. Now, how many of us treat our business that way? Would tell a new recruit in Austin, Texas, by the way, you need to be in Charlotte this weekend. Before they got off the call, He had a flight landing in Charlotte Saturday morning to be at that event. And so, you know, it's when you get to the point where you are so convicted by the power of what we are doing that you are willing to take the step to say, no, this is what you need to do for your future. And know that by doing that, it is a benefit to the person you are telling that to. You aren't asking them to do you a favor. You're asking them to do themselves a favor. And so you've got to look at the upcoming events in that light, in the light of where we're sitting in the 45-year history of this company. You've got to see where we are. Don, I've been here 17 years. We have never been at this place. This company has never been here with the millions of dollars that we have made, that the Coins has made, that Mr. Muhammad has made, that Mr. Somerville has made. That is nothing. If we miss the point of where we are right now, and if we don't communicate that value to the new person We are doing a disservice to them in the history of the company because they are sitting at an absolutely unique point in this company's history. And so take it seriously. You know, if you, I'm going to tell you, come to Charlotte. You know, if you don't have an event in your local marketplace, be in Charlotte. But many of you do have phenomenal events in your marketplace. And so be there. Be there. And get your ticket to Oklahoma. Be in Oklahoma. Decide now. This is what I'm going to have to do to make that happen, and I'm willing to do it because of what it's going to mean for my future. So, Frank and Tracy, that's all I got.
Well, that was enough. That was a handful, and I'll tell you.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that story about the change in the flight. That was so awesome.
That was great. And use the five-second rule I just told you about. By the time you get to one, you already called and got your ticket to Oklahoma, and maybe you're flying to North Carolina. Use
or
that
driving. Right.
Or driving, whatever it is.
Or driving. It doesn't matter.
That's
right.
Exactly right. All right.
Well, y'all just
call that
a great call.
And listen, this is number 910.
Okay.
This is the 910th call to help get everybody where they want to be.
All right. And next week's call is going to be fantastic. It always will. Be sure you have done your best in getting this new number out to your team. And it is corrected on our Performance Family site now. I apologize. There was an unfortunate typo in the phone number earlier today, but we got it fixed. Among many other things going on. So thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and would be great for you to send a note to Jeff Bell at LegalShieldCorp.com and tell him how much you enjoyed having him on the call tonight. Jeff Bell at LegalShieldCorp.com.
Yeah, I wish everybody would do that.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would be great.
Yeah, just thank him. You know, that's not the email to use for anything else. But anyway, we appreciate every single one of you. This is going to be a great month, and we're looking forward to seeing almost every one of you, if not every one of you, in the Performance Club by the end of the month. And so we'll be recognizing that in all of you soon.
All right, everybody, this is Frank and Teresa and Sunny Charleston, South Carolina, and John Elizabeth Gardner and Corey Muhammad and all the other leadership. Appreciate everybody who participated tonight. Thank you all so much. And we'll see you next week at the same time.
Have a great week.
Oh, by the way, Mel Roberson's going to be on
Yes, I'm sure you all got that news. It was on the Monday morning call. He's going to be on Empire.
Yeah, he's
tonight.
Starring on Empire, you know, doing a part on Empire tonight.
I think it's the 14th of the series or something. It's all over Facebook and the email.
Yeah, one of our top executive directors. Anyway, I thought I'd just mention that.
Yeah.
All right, everybody.
Awesome, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.